George told the story of having to go to the hospital for heat exhaustion on Friday. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is apparently one of the physicians who treated you. This is Dr. Colt Dissector. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Good to be on with you.
I don't remember him. Or
George, how you feeling, pal?
Much better. Thank you, doctor.
Good. Let me just say it was an honor to treat this man. It truly was.
Oh, well, that's very kind. Your staff was great.
Oh, thank you. You know, you were the guy that we were most concerned about at the Martinville store, Back Porch Medical Facility Feed and Tackle Shop.
That's where you were?
No, that's where we were. And he was our only patient outside of a quarter horse with a broken ankle. So I, when he came in, I hurried up and I put a bullet in that nag and went over to work on a Radio Hall of Famer. But it was great to be able to work my medical magic on something that walked on less than four legs. And George, you were just you were such an ideal patient. And let me tell you a few things about this man, George Dunham. First of all, he's an effing champion. I want everyone to know that. Second of all, when he came in, he was in bad shape, and he was showing signs of a heat stroke. He also had two other complicating concurrent issues.
This ought to be good.
He had the bronchial infection.
Okay.
And then he said he had fallen in the shower, and that explained where the shampoo bottle was.
Okay, see, there was no shampoo bottle.
That
was.
But we got that shampoo bottle out, and we stabilized his rectum, and then on the heat stroke deal. He lost a lot of water, so we gave him an IV, and in an unusual move, he had brought his own IV bag of Four Corners saline solution. He also was paying particular attention to my nurse, Stephanie. He was really interested in her. I'm not sure what was going on.
Oh, that was her
name.
I didn't catch your name.
but he kept calling her to his bedside to request sponge baths and prostate massages.
All medical.
All very medical. He was very, very disoriented. He was very disoriented. He kept calling out for people who weren't there. He kept yelling at our staff not to let some moron dog eat napkins. We didn't understand.
I remember that.
But we did do some blood tests to see the state of his heart, and it was, you know what? He's got the heart of a champ, as I said, but he did test positive for gravy and something called bean cornbread.
Okay.
Never seen that before. But
it's just combo bean cornbread.
And at one point, we had to restrain him in a straitjacket when he began ranting that UNT deserved to be in the SEC.
I just considered, maybe.
Yeah. So, and at one point, he busted loose from the bed, and we had to trank dart him as he ran through the hospital with his dong helicoptering as he went.
Bingo.
But and that was messy when we trank darted him. He fell right there in the middle of the hallway, and he number threed on all our medical records when he fell. But, all in all, this man has the heart of an elephant. He is strong. It was just a heat stroke, and we feel that you're going to live for, at least a few months. That's all we can guarantee.
I'll take that. I'll take a couple months.
Not quite as long as other hospitals, as you can imagine. But you're strong. Your heart is strong. It's about, unfortunately, it's also about 10 times the size of a normal human. You might want to get that part checked out, too. But an absolute joy to treat you, sir, and we do appreciate the free ticket merch that you left us with.
Oh, well, that's the nice. Least I could do, you know?
Now if you just pay your bill, though, that's the thing. I know that you think the ticket merch is good in lieu of payment, but we really need money, too, Mr. Dunham.
Okay, just bill me. I'll take care of you.
I do appreciate it, and hopefully we won't see you again, but if we do, we want to go ahead and recommend not only to you, but to your dear viewers that are watching
listeners
right now, come on by the Bartonville Store Back Porch Medical Facility Feed and Tackle Shop. If you ever have any medical needs, come by and see us. Or if you just need something to work your deer plots, we've got stuff there.
You got it all.
Full service.
Morning. Thank you, doctor.